You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
A week ago, I asked Brian McTaggart, in front of all of you witnesses, to talk us all down from the ledge regarding the Houston Astros. And now, this week, we actually have some good news to talk about and some good times. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Brian McTaggart. We're standing on the field of Minute Maid Park, the very site of the Houston Astros, who took 2 of 3 from the Twins and are 3-1 in May. And okay, we're being a little sarcastic, but really, after what could not have been a worse start, they do seem to have gotten things together. They had a huge offensive blowout against the Twins, and so that was a good thing to see, right, Tex?
Yeah, it's kind of the game we were all waiting for. I mean, I think of the fans, the players, A.J. Hinch scoring 16 runs and getting 13 hits and just making it look easy. You know, they came into that game with 4 or 5 players in long slumps, 0 for 10, 0 for 11, 0 for 17 in one case. And everyone got involved. It started with Altuve, led off the game with a home run like he's done 5 times this year, but then it didn't stop. Everyone else got in the act. And it was kind of good to see it. You know, it's a shame for the Astros. It took so long for them to have a game like this. And they're not going to score 16 runs every night. But when everyone's clicking or most are clicking, they're a very quick strike offense that can score a lot of runs like we saw on Wednesday.
And Jason Castro, it was good to see him break out. He has had a terribly slow start to the season, and he really burst out of it. And they're going to need a little bit more from behind the plate.
Yeah, he's got a 6-game hitting streak now where he's, I think he's 8 for 18. More importantly, he's walked, I think, in nine games in a row or so. He's drawn a lot of walks and getting on base. Just looks a lot more comfortable because he did not look good early on. And he sort of had a black hole at catcher because Kratz is here basically to catch every fifth day and not really be an offensive force. So, you know, Castro with the home run for the 2nd game in a row was a good sign. You know, can he keep it up? We'll see, but He really swung the bat a lot better in the spring, and then when the season started, you're wondering, boy, where did that go? And, you know, it took him a while, but here he is swinging the bat well. And if he can keep it up, you know, having him at the bottom of that lineup hitting in front of Altuve, it just gives Altuve another RBI chance.
So when this homestand was starting, before it started, my opinion was that this was kind of a key telling indicator of what kind of team the Astros have. So they have the Twins coming in, now they have the Mariners, and then they'll have the Indians. And really, they have to put together a winning homestand. I mean, I don't want to say like anything is do or die in May, but to go into like the second half of May with like a 10-25 record is going to be really hard to overcome because the starting staff is just not that strong. So they have to make a historic comeback with, you know, kind of a pedestrian starting staff. Do you see that kind of, do you agree with that, that this is like a key homestand for them?
Oh, yeah. I thought coming in they would have to go at least 7-3. They're off to 2-1 start, and 7-3 would put them at 15-20, which, you know, you can kind of catch your breath a little bit and say, okay, you know, we can get to 500 here in the next couple of weeks. But, yeah, if they would have had a 3-7 homestand, I think they would have been in big trouble. And then they have a road trip, 4 to Boston, 3 to the White Sox, who are playing very well. So they have a tough road trip coming up, haven't played well in the road. So they really need to feast at home like they did last year. They haven't done that yet. But, yeah, you know, we know they got off to that bad start. Of course, famously in 2005, they went 15-30, but they had Oswalt, Clemens, and Pettit, three of the best pitchers in the game at that time, and they rode them all the way to the playoffs. They don't have that this year, so they're going to have to get it turned around at home, and it starts now.
So we have Jake Marisnik is back with the team, and A.J. Hinch made it very clear that they wanted him to only be down there for 10 days because he shouldn't have gone down anyway. It was just a matter of needs, like what was needed at that particular time when he was sent down. So that'll be a boost for them, I mean, defensively, and he can do a lot of different things. Michael Feliz was sent down, correct? Okay, so what did A.J. just say about the two of them?
Well, Jake's going to come up, and I think we'll see him play more than he did the first 10. I mean, he was up for the first 10, 11 games and didn't get in there too much. Rasmus was so hot, and even though Gomez was struggling, they wanted to let him work it out, and then Springer was off to a good start. But I think we'll see Marisnik play a little more, especially against left-handers. They didn't face a left-hander until, like, the third week of the season either, so that played into him not playing. But what makes him so valuable, not only his defense, is just you can bring him in as a pinch runner, and he can really have an impact on a game late in the game. Of course, you can use him as a defensive replacement. So, you know, that's why they like him. You know, Feliz has pitched pretty well up here. The numbers aren't great. You know, he's still got stuff to work on, but A.J. just said he's going to be one of those guys that's back and forth between AAA and the majors when they need that extra long guy. That's a tough role to play, especially for a younger kid, but if he keeps working on his pitches, we know he's got the fastball to succeed, so he's still got work to do, but I think we'll see him back up here soon.
Okay, so what do we make of the starting pitching staff? What, I mean, you know, Dallas Keuchel is obviously not having a great start. Like he didn't have any hiccups. Like one bad start the entire year last year. He lost at home for the first time in like 2 years. So just looking at everybody, what do you think? What's going to happen with these guys?
Well, number one, they need to pitch deeper into games. You know, we saw that a couple of times. The last turn through in Oakland, Fires and Pfister, I think went 6-7 innings. But here at home so far, it's been, you know, fifth inning, 90, 95 pitches, just struggling to get through. I mean, Fires had all that run support on Wednesday, and he still couldn't get that last out in the fifth to get the win. So they just got to be more efficient, I think. And I think with Keuchel's case, and I think a lot of them, they just need to attack a little bit more, attack the zone. They're giving up too many walks, still too many home runs. Pitched a little bit better, but there's still improvement. I think if they're going to turn around, we know it's going to be pitching, and it's going to start with the starters. So they're going to have to get a little more aggressive, trust the defense a little bit more, and you know, if they can score more runs like they did on Wednesday, then that could give them the means to just throw the ball over the strike zone a little more.
There's a lot of teams, not the Astros are not the only one. I mean, there's a ton, really, that are already, the bullpens are starting to be overworked, which is really alarming considering where we are in the season. You know, the Diamondbacks and a couple other teams, but they have to start shuffling guys back and forth and trying to replenish the bullpen, and that could really, that's where it wreaks the most havoc. It's not the starters not being eligible for a win, it's what it does to the rest of the pitching staff, and so that's something they have to be really careful of.
Yeah, when you're using, you know, one pitcher to finish the sixth inning, and then you bring out your 7th, 8th, and 9th guy, and you do that 2 days in a row, that third day, you're in trouble. You're going to be looking at your long reliever, and, you know, they have Feldman down there now, and now that Davinsky's in the rotation. But, yeah, that takes a huge toll on anything. Not so much now in August and September when you look up there and, you know, Josh Fields has pitched every other day, and Will Harris has a career-high innings, and it's going to take a toll on these guys. So they're going to have to figure it out. I know Brett Strom's working on it to get the guys deeper into games. So we'll see.
And what about Ken Giles? So what's the latest on him? He's they've been sort of scaling back on him too. So where does he fit in right now in the immediate future?
Yeah, after he had the bad game on Friday in Oakland, AJ pretty much took him out of any pressure situations, I guess we'll call it. And he's pitched twice since then. Pitched the 9th inning of a game where the game wasn't on the line at a 1-2-3 inning. Stuff looked good. He came in the next night, got an out to end an inning. So he's got a couple of solid outings under his belt. And, you know, with the way that Harris is throwing the ball and Gregerson's been terrific, you know, I think they'll just keep him in that role. But at some point, they're going to have to give him the ball with, you know, tie and run at third base. He's going to have to get out. It's the bottom line. But I think they'll try to ease him back into that and use him, you know, when he's needed. But AJ keeps saying his stuff is there. It looks good coming out of his hands. And, you know, maybe he's been snake bit a little bit. I don't think he was comfortable here at the beginning. But he's going to have to get comfortable because they're going to need him to get a lot of key outs.
Thanks, Tags. Talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.